I see you even got a. I was just checking out your YouTube channel because you just started one too, huh? Or it's been a while.
No, actually, I started one in 2015, but never really did nothing with this. So I was like, you know what? Let me just see what happens with that one. So slowly, it's coming along, you know?
Oh, of course, man. You gotta do something on the side, man.
Right, exactly. Not just TikTok or Facebook,
No,
something else too, man. So.
so it all works though, cause I seen you first on Facebook, and I was just like, your content was hot, and then I don't know, TikTok format for some reason it's like really helping out a lot of polys, and just
You know what?
everybody in general.
Exactly. I think the algorithm on TikTok, once you like something, it just spews all that stuff to your way, you know, and you just start watching them out of nowhere. So I think it's a good platform too. So
Do you think it caps though?
you know what? Lately, since after that hearing that they had with the
Yeah.
CEO, it seems like things were starting to be shadow banned. So a lot of other TikTok users start being shadow banned with their content. So I think it's starting to get that way.
Yeah, man. But the good thing is that I got you on here because I had a lot of questions. Come by la vie, venga, but yeah, so it meant for if I think for instruction TikTok, I was like, say, find a podcast and just invite everybody that does the
Right.
TikTok.
No, I love fighting.
I'm more, man. You know, skip the whole month and month trying to learn it, man.
You know what? We experience with TikTok. It just learn as you go, you know. Made a TikTok, so or content a comma, I just do it on the fly. I don't really like some stuff. I prep a little bit, but I haven't gotten to that point where I'm gonna do this. I have like a certain preparation form to it, you know. So it's right now I just do it as I go. But there's a lot of options on there you can do to create different content, and it's pretty neat.
So it's like it's almost like a challenge thing, right? It kind of like it gives you a challenge. You kind of compete, like try to meet the you know whatever the
So
challenges.
there's a lot of challenges they issue on a weekly basis or
Yeah.
monthly basis. They send you to your inbox and say, hey, we have this challenge coming up with different content creators. You want to join, it's free. And then the one with the best content that put it out there wins gems or diamonds or whatever it is. And that amounts to up to cash too. That's it's real money. So that's why a lot of it's TikTok users, they get on there and they do this stuff. So they're trying to get that money.
Yeah, I see that. It makes a lot of sense, too.
And I ain't gonna lie, that's what I'm trying to do too.
Definitely. Hey.
Just a little bit. But a lot of my stuff
Yeah.
is genuine though, man, you know?
I've been really trying,
Yeah.
baby.
This is that get up on the dance shit. Fill up another glass. It got me two-stepping and placing gripping on that ass. Hey, I ain't tripping what the man say. Me and my team super clean, so we do the thing. I'm a product of black, listening in Biggie flows. Got me lighting up the competition like out the mold. Silly ho, tricks up for kids, you ain't playing me. I'm from the biggest little city, ain't no stopping me. My dad, my bunga, my nigga, we chasing dreams and stacking figures. I'm trying to get a soul about the hood.
Hey, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another podcast, the number one podcast that helps you have time, baby, by providing you with key information provided by esteemed entrepreneurs, small business owners, and content creators like my Oos right here, Coconut Oos. Maloney, bro.
Hey, model, model.
Yes. So while you're at work, or you're at home, or headed to the gym, or even just driving, if you like the value of our content today, please hit that subscribe button, like, share, and comment. And just real quick for some disclaimers, anything that we say, me and Coconut Oos, just our personal opinion, you know what I'm saying? So don't hold anything
Right.
against us because we got to put that out. Coconut Oos, welcome to the Y Oos platform, bro. First of all, man, for accepting the invitation, bro. I'm really excited to
Definitely,
have you on the pod, bro, because I've been following you for quite some time, bro. Like I told you off air, we were talking
right.
from the Facebook and YouTube time, and then all of a sudden this TikTok was just
I
here.
know.
About like what, 4 years now? But
Right, it's
TikTok?
here now. So I think about 3 years. Yeah, I think so. Going
3 years,
on almost
man.
4 years. So it's
So
been a
the
minute on TikTok. So, but
for
hey, it's a
real.
pleasure to be here, man. And I'm glad I'm here to bless you with my presence. Kalaula,
Oh, first of all, congratulations for being a Big G. You know what I'm saying? With your
Big G, baby.
beautiful grandson Armani. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations, Armani, yeah. Bro.
Kyle, man, he's a blessing, Hussein. Having him in the house right now, just everything changes. You know, man, just happy to have him.
So. Was it your daughter or son's?
My daughter.
It's your daughter, yeah. Huh? Okay.
Yep. It's her up, first, man. So.
My and first this is your first, too, so. Yeah, man.
Right, me and my wife's first grandson.
Is it true? You know what I'm saying? Like, you love the grandkids more than they love, you know, the parents. I mean, the kids.
You know what? It's, I don't want to say that it's true, but I love this youngin' to death, man. He's but I love my daughter just the same, too, so.
Yeah.
Without her, he wouldn't be here, so, man.
But anyways, Zeus, you know why I got you on here, bro? Because you're a content creator, on, you know what I'm saying? And the stuff you put out there, bro, you represent the Samoan Zeus, and it's crazy funny, bro, the content stuff that you put out there, man. So
yeah, it's you know, I started out first with introducing myself as my first TikTok that I created was, believe it or not, I'm Afkasi. So and from there on, it blew up. So, and I couldn't believe the amount of responses I got and followers. I was like, whoa. And these people are really genuine. A lot of them, the majority of them believe me. Some of them, you know, you have your little stragglers that talk all this crap and shit, you know, but,
mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, it's been a journey, man, so far.
So you started off with just, first of all, it was why? What made you just started recording, you know what I'm saying? Where did that passion come from, you know?
You know, it's still something that I have to push myself to do. It's not mm-hmm. really something I'm comfortable with, but I've broken through some barriers to do that, so. Mm. When I first got on TikTok, it was a brand new hot thing out there, you know, TikTok this. At first I was skeptical. I was like, man, I don't know about this. I heard all the rumors about, oh, it's a Chinese platform. They're yeah. going to break into our security and steal information, all that, you know, all that stuff. So I said, you know what? After a couple of months, I said, let me just try it. I first started as a different handle. I started as Poly Use Fitness. I was going to do a fitness platform on there. Because I was into working out at that time. But eventually I changed it up. Tried to be more funnier and do funny things instead of being all fitness. It's just 100%, you know what I mean? When I started out, and that's the first TikTok I did, I started to notice, man, a lot of the Samoans and Polynesians and other Pacific Islanders are taking a liking to my content. So I kept it the same way all the way through, so. Yep, and here we are.
and that was so you started off with the fitness, because I seen that. You also brought up some guy, and that's the first time I ever seen this guy that talks about the gym people, you know, how they go in there and they try to act like they own the stuff.
Oh, you talking about Joey Swole?
Yeah, you educated. Yeah. So you didn't know, but you were educating people too, because I didn't know who that was. And then I started following him. I'm like, man, I didn't realize that there are gym people like that when you go to the gym.
You know, it's crazy. Being working out for quite some time, I haven't been to the gym in like 2 years
mm-hmm.
due to some personal reasons, but working out for quite some time in the past, there's a lot of people in there that look intimidating, but they're really good people, man. They'll help you out. Just like Joey Swole says, if you need help, ask somebody. Don't go it alone because you might injure yourself. But then they're also on the flip side of that. There's people that are actually there thinking that they're the center of the universe. Mm. Don't look at them. Oh, he's checking me out. She's checking me out. And that's the wrong reason to go to the gym. So Joey Swole actually brings a lighting to that and lets people know, hey, you can't bully people at the gym just because you're filming or something. First of all, you're not supposed to film in the gym. Mm. Certain gyms don't allow that. So his content is very, very promising and very motivational. So I like Joey Swole.
That's the cool thing about content creating. Everybody with the way they just bring stuff out, man, and stuff that you don't even think about. Especially right. it helps because you were doing and then you started doing your workout at home too. Huh? I see you start doing some of that workout at home, and then you do some right. comedy in there too and stuff.
So my thing is with first of all, I like to think I'm funny, dude. You know, but maybe not too many people think I am. But I like adding a little humor to everyday life. That's just the way. It kind of makes the mood a little better. You know what I mean? So working out at home helped me a lot because I was home with my family after work. It was right there at a home gym and everything. And it took a lot of the burden off my shoulder, where if I was going through some stuff, working out is an answer.
Yeah.
Besides God, you know, and praying to him for help and guidance. So it's a good escape from reality, but adding a little humor to it, man, it's amazing, man. It just makes it all the better. So
Did you ever go to were you ever in Samoa? You know what I'm saying?
okay, so I was born and raised in American Samoa. That's where I was born and raised, and I lived in Malaimi, close to Mauli, for almost my whole life. So growing up there, I went to Manmalo Baptist School, elementary school, and I grew up in the church, you know. But my parents, my mom, she's from Upolu. She's from Kongafufua and Alesa. So my dad is from Oregon. He's Irish. So he came down during the Korean War, and that's where he met my mom over there in the mid-1900s, something like that. And yeah, but I was born and raised in American Samoa, and that's why telling people on TikTok, like some of them believe me, some people that do know me from Samoa. Yeah, but a lot of them that the youngsters, they don't really know. But that, yeah, but that's where I'm from, born and raised, man.
Yeah, they don't realize that Samoans have different looks, you know, not only Palangs, Maolis, Mexican, Asians, you know what I'm saying? But you guys are the ones that really have the that's where people are really in tuned in, because especially when you're speaking your language, you smile, you're mangingo for
Right.
Samoa, and you
I
say you're from
feel
Malaimi, man.
I remember the Kele Bakaria Usamo, especially Usamo in America. Even back home, when I go home once in a while, they call Kongo Usamo, Kongo Usamo. Ki nga e fa longo ko, e fa Samoa. Ala e fa pa la mi, oh, hi. Like, si nga, wa Usamo, so, pakulong lang, e tina Usamo. So, and then a lot of them here find out that I am Samoan. So that's when they get kind of cool with me. But for the most part, they're very judgmental, a lot of Samoans out here. But hey, it comes with the territory, you know what I'm saying?
How was it, your childhood? Because you were from South, you know, grew up in Coahuila, and back then they don't promote none of this bullying and stuff like that. I'm assuming you probably got picked on a lot, or just kids never.
So and you're absolutely right. I did get picked on a lot growing up in Samoa. Now my usos back home that I grew up with, they know me all too well. We joke around, we make each other mad and stuff like that, just like any friendship growing up in Samoa. But a lot of the other Samoa kids that don't know me do bully me, like in high school, elementary. But elementary father smuggle, when they see that, they'll run to my rescue, you know, so to speak. So it kind of really set me back a little bit, a lot of the bullying. But as I got older, I broke out of that shell. I said, you know what? I ain't gonna let this shit happen, man. So I'm just going to speak my mind and let it be. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. So and that's how it was growing up in Samoa. So
Look, you said left foot elementary again, right?
I went to kindergarten, Mangmalo Baptist.
Mangmalo, that's the private school, right?
Yeah, that's the Christian private school right there in Malaimi too, right before you get to the college. So,
Mangmalo.
shoot, la, pero, already so looking after ya, I was doing discount leaves, discount Mago, man.
El Marco, you know, Mangulele, man. Just a regular. I was right up the road from you,
Right,
bro.
I go swim out here. Umololo kindergarten, Imangmalo. I come my first grade to third grade. Imangmalo,
No,
maong ice
oh,
kama,
okay.
ngapuli kama ng ice kama kima. So it's good though. It kind
It
of built a
built
little
it
bit
up.
of character and pamalo le fakuman
Hey, we shall part one. We had those contractors that would come down and they would work, you know, the con constructions, right? So you have a lot of palangis out there. They're like really
Right.
palangis.
Palang mao
But you know, they've been trained around, they kind of remind me of Israel Adesanya. You get what I'm
Oh,
saying?
yeah.
Tough,
Right, right.
father, you know, like those ends up being the palangis and the males that you don't want to mess with.
Right. And you know,
Oh
Saulea, and he showed
my
Palanginga High School, John Langingo,
God.
wide receiver, man. I said, yeah, Carlos, come on, man. But he was like that. He grew up with the Samoans, and it toughened him up. Come on, I would love
Nah.
Samoa for
They don't feel that. Yeah, I don't know a little video. I was like, sorry. I knew right off the back when I was watching your content. I'm like, hey, no. I'm cutting all. I'm like, Wila. I was assuming that you was like more of like either Vaikomi or Ili'ili, just because of the way you were vibing. But you say Malaimi. I'm
Right,
like,
right.
okay, all right, I
Yep,
see
right.
that.
Like close finally your way
Like
folks.
close out, you know what I'm
Close to
saying?
the west side or the east side or the west side.
Yeah, no, I don't
Wow.
make a fool, you know what I'm saying? So I
Okay.
was like, okay, real recognize real, man.
Hey, right there, territory, man. They forgot what it was.
Yeah, so my
And it's
eyes.
funny, my wife is from Ili'ili, so
Okay. Yeah.
she's right past the KS Smart on the right side. What is
Well,
that?
what is that? The dirt road, and then there you have the golf course. Oh,
Yeah, exactly that one right there. So,
yeah. Damn, it's still there.
hey, man, when I went back in 2000, first time 2006 and 11, me I got see me shooting a but me I got see.
Oh man. And then so you all, you know, obviously you ended up coming back to the US. How was that transition? Oops.
You know, to be honest with you, when I first made the move in 19 in 93, it was the summer I graduated in 93 from Gafunga. And my sister and my brother-in-law was like, hey, you wanna come up to the States and check it out? Just temporarily, if you don't like it, you just go back. So I said, you know what, let's do it, man. So I flew up December 17, 1993. I remember the date. Landmark OE LAX, and we lived in the Bay Area, so we went and we stayed with my brother-in-law's family there in Oxnard. So
Okay.
spend the night there. Then the next morning we drove up to San Jose. That's where we live. So, and man, when I got out the plane, you ever watch that movie Cool Runnings?
Yes.
Remember when they landed in Canada and they
And he
came
had
out
all
of
the
right?
big old jacket coats on with the
It
beads.
was
Yep.
cold, right? That's not exactly how I felt, man. Came out the airport like. Sorry. Oh, man. I wasn't ready for that shit, man. It was freezing, so. But it was an experience, man, that we drove up to the Bay Area, and that's where I started to make the transition to seeing if I can live here, you know? And for the first couple months, I was homesick. But I managed to find a job. I found two jobs. So as soon as I seen that dollar come in, I'd be like, you know what? Let me just stay a little bit longer. My ass would coop as man. More than Samoa. So, and ever since then, man, after 6 months of me being fresh here in the States, in the Bay, I just never went back, man, for a few years. So until 2006.
Damn,
Yep.
so you said Kafunga, so you're 93.
93. Come on, Makua,
I'm a father of Eva.
Oh, you should. Yeah, in
From
Mawa.
Kafunga, from Kafunga. I
Okay.
mean, you graduated already because I got there in
Right,
95.
right, right,
Yeah, man.
right.
So, 93.
Damn.
Oh, Smith. You might know my cousin Hot. I guess he was named Hot. Around the Sesame Street boys from Autoville. Like a gang, hockey meeting. So I guess that was them. Oh,
Mongolia gang.
man. You say 93, I'm like, totally.
Mongolia. mass memories. So, yeah. So, actually, this funny story. Now, Mongolia from Mongfa.
Yeah.
So, Kilea and his brothers Ina and them, or Del, actually Del, fighting. They took care of me, man, in high school all the way through. Whoever messed with me, they came. Even though I didn't know them that well, they knew me, and they told me, man, whatever you need, we got your back. And they rolled deep too, man.
So
You
you
know,
had,
so.
if anybody was to, you had the right crew that you hung out with, oh, at
Right,
that
right.
time, man.
And if I met Lakuya come out on the campus in Kalomaya, and I was shy. I was very backward in high school. Me pisa man. So, but they would come up to me and say, "Mano Jun, what are you doing, bro?" Like, small talk, you know. But they told me that, so it made me feel a little bit more comfortable just going to
They
high
took a
school. So,
liking. Ah, that's crazy, man. That's
right.
good.
So, right. And you know, I let things work itself out in life. You know what I mean? So, if you go through a hard time, eventually it'll get better. So that's one of those episodes in my life. So
Wow. And then you said Oxford, you were in there in the Bay Area.
Yeah, from Oxnard, we drove the next morning all the way up to the Bay. So,
Yeah, because
my man.
Oxnard's in LA, yeah, Southern Cal.
Yeah, Oxnard is about maybe a couple hours from LA, I think.
Yeah, I believe so. I haven't been there too, but I heard of it being around that area and stuff.
Oxnard is really nice. Actually, my wife's younger brother, he lives out there with his wife, so.
Yeah, I come my life fight marker because one day like fuck, I can't see sponsor. My come my
Oh, you don't even say, you know, if you're gonna post this, shout out to Poly Rye Sunglasses.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Go ahead,
You
do a
know,
shout out, who's.
hey, shout out to Poly Rye Sunglasses, man. Thanks, Zeus, for the hookup. I mean, I pay for these, but man, get yours today, man. You got a variety of different ones, man. Shout out, Zeus. Y'all got my man.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I didn't tell you, make sure you leave a. You know, send me the text. I can make sure it's on the on our web. Who's on
I
our
got you.
pod?
So, hey, I'll tell you,
Polly.
man. I got you.
What's that? What did it call? Polly what?
Polyrized. So it's
Polly
poly
rise.
then rise, like rise with RIZED. So polyrized.
Oh, rise. So instead of
Yeah.
size, rise.
Rise, like polyrized. If I'm being
So
honest.
the Poly Rise, man, make sure you hook it up,
Shout out to those, man.
yo. Okay. Where are they based out of?
So he's out of I believe New Zealand, so that's where he's
Oh,
stationed
okay.
at, based out. So yeah, but he ship anywhere in the world and I order mine online. He has a Facebook page, he has a TikTok, and I believe Instagram as well. So
And what about you? Are you, do you have any merch or anything like that that you're putting out?
you know, there's a few things I'm working on I haven't put out yet, so I'm still in the middle of trying to get everything together, and then once I do something that people comes out good, then I'll probably do some content on that. But not yet. So stay tuned. Stay tuned.
There you come, yeah. You know,
Yeah.
you're hearing it here on the Why Ooze podcast, you know.
There you go.
There's a lot of people that follow you, bro. I mean, especially I got my the no lip, man. What it it's the it's
Sure,
just the
man.
content that you come up with, Ooze. I'm like, it's like left field, right field. I'm like, stuff that you don't think about, but then you make us think about it after. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay,
I just
that's
got
a
to keep
good
them
one.
guessing, man. I gotta make them
Yeah.
think and keep them guessing, man, for my next movie. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? More movie, Pelo movies.
What did you, where's all the inspiration? Where did that all come from? The inspiration and all that stuff. How did you know? Because it's just like I can tell a lot of it had to do with your, you know, growing up from South American Samoa, the stuff
Right.
that you went through. And you know, everybody in American Samoa, we're gonna chill. I just make a lot of jokes and yada 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 and stuff like that.
Right,
But the
right.
creativity, man, it's really creative.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying to be a little bit more creative, stepping out of my comfort zone and doing other things. You might have noticed the newer content I have with the
Yeah.
voiceovers and whatnot. So I'm trying to go that route a little bit, both in Samoan and in English. But
Yeah.
I credit this to, like you said, my upbringing, going through a lot when I was younger, a lot of good, a lot of bad too. So especially in American Samoa, so. And it's just life. Life comes your way 100 miles an hour and teaches you things and humbles you. And you learn from those experiences in life. And but one thing remains the same, though. It's just my personality, the type of person I am. Very humble, very quiet. I listen before I speak. Unless I'm around my usos and family, and we cut up all the time, man. Start talking smack and whatnot. So, and that's where I get a lot of the creativity, too, and makes me the person I am, so.
Do you see yourself, do you think you're like a introvert?
I can be both, but I'm
Okay.
like you can ask my wife. When I'm at home with my wife.
Yeah.
But when me and her go places, I'm the one. Like if I see another sidewalk, suddenly, my wife be like, "Hey, shh, give me some." I'm very outspoken, very just out there, you know. I'm
Gotcha,
not very
gotcha.
shy to say hi to people. I'll talk to no matter who you are. Palangis, Saingas, Samoans, Kongas, I'll talk to everybody, man. My wife, on the other hand, you know, she's kind of a little bit quiet like myself, but not as quiet as me. You know
No,
what I mean?
I only ask because I see it feels like a lot of introverts are the ones that they do really good on content. Well, especially on podcasts,
Right.
because there's a
Right,
lot of
right.
the creativity. A lot of the ones that I've met and the people that I know of, they tell me about them. They're like, man, he's an introvert. I never, or she's an introvert. I never knew that she was like outspoken, like the creativity comes from,
Right.
you know, within.
And
That's how I had it.
I'm more of that than I am extrovert. So, but when I'm in public, I make it a opportunity for myself to openly express myself. Not too open, but I will talk to you. I will, if I don't know you and I see something that's funny, and I can sense this person as the type of person that will laugh alongside if I made a joke about it, and I will say something all subtle, and they'll be like laughing too. Like I'll break the ice that way. That's the type of person I am. But and like you said, introvert. Yes, I believe you're correct in that aspect where introvert people are more of those that can create better content and make people laugh. So.
There's a lot of because I'm an extrovert. It's a given. I'm an extrovert. You know, I've always been like that, outgoing, talking to everybody. So I can't
Right.
use it. I can't ex you know say that I'm an introvert and try to excuse myself because I'm not. But I've noticed that with a lot. That's why I figure I ask you. So because
Right.
the trait it shows, you know.
Right. Yep.
You. So what? What confuses me is the fact that you're a Cowboy fan. Who's you was in, you know what I'm saying? It's like where did the ball drop at? That's where I don't want to talk so much about the Cowboys, but I want to understand where did you, because everybody, like I tell everybody, you were born, if you're a Samoan, especially American Samoan, you were born into being automatically a default to becoming a 49er fan until
Right.
your roots go out there. So where did that happen, man?
So 49er fan or Raiders fan. Those are like the two right there in American Samoa, but mainly 49er fans. You're right. I'll just say like this. I'm not a follower, man. I don't follow people just because I see a nice pretty red and gold on you. Be like, oh man, 49ers. Oh, damn. So I know a lot of my family, they're all 49er fans, but I became a Cowboys fan way before I seen them win their first Super Bowl. It was 1988. And you know, in Samoa at that time, you gotta have that big antenna outside. It come from
Oh,
me being over there, so you get that good connection. It's way before the cable came down. So first team I seen play was the Cowboys and Redskins. I was like, man, that team right there. And I was what in 87, I was only 12 years old at that time, and I seen the Dallas Cowboys with star and a silver helmet and blue jerseys. Like, man, I like that team. We start following them. And ever since then, I was a Cowboys fan till this day. So, and
Amen.
I know a lot of people, my family, be like, "Man, why do I be a fast Cowgirls fan?" Stuff like that. Say, hey, it is what it is. That's my thing right there, man. Cowboys fan, man.
Well, you definitely represent your Cowboys because I mean I've noticed that, you know, as a 49er fan. But I
I'm
was gonna
sorry.
say, bro, no, you good, bro, you good. Because I was just like, I noticed that. I'm like, oh, the Oops is a 49er fan. I'm not that typical Samoan, because you know in Samoa, especially in the late 90s, dude, there were some diehard fans, bro. If I leave Ivorica, Lip TV, like get pissed off. Like, you know, when they I
Man.
see my uncles in them. I see all my older
Right.
cousins, you know, that's what I grew up on. And I don't know, just my generation, we really, well, at least me, I don't
Right.
take it, you know, the 88, so yeah, 49, but I
You
do,
know, so lay up.
I
So
you get what I'm
lay up
saying?
already. Little man, cowboy, my 49ers. But I'm so TV full back on
Nah.
Philippines.
Nah, go
No.
on, man. Shout out to Ufa, man. Ufa, man. I still want you on the
Right.
pod, bro. No, save us.
Hey guys, Ufano, man. I mean, I'm a USC fan too. I don't know if you noticed on my content. I got flags and jerseys, hats. I got the whole thing, man. But
And then you had
and
the
I watch.
Giants. You were wearing a Giants t-shirt yesterday. So I was like, totally.
Oh
Or was it
yeah,
the hat? So I'm like, okay, it makes sense.
it was a hat. I mean, I like the San Francisco Giants, San Jose Sharks, and then
So you
USC
still
is
Bay
why
Area out.
football.
It's just your football team is just different.
Yeah, you know, moving up here, up to the Bay and living there for about 25 years. That's all I know. And the Warriors and stuff like that. I mean, so yeah, I'm pretty much Bay Area, man, except for the Cowboys, man, and USC. For real. So, but yeah, going back to what I was trying to say is Ufanga, man. It's come on, Ufanga, man. I watched him at USC, man. And he was already a baller, man. I was like, man, he's going to be good, man. So, man, nobody's seen it. And he
No.
came out of nowhere, man, and surprised everybody, man.
Bro, I'm not a college follower. So I never even like with Debo and all of them, I only hear about them in NFL, man. I just don't I just was never an SEA person, you know what I'm saying? Although I hear that everybody says like, oh, certainly, man, NCAA is a lot more entertaining. I just don't see it.
You
But
know, if you give it a chance and watch it, and you're right, you might not be able to see it even if you watch a few games. But one thing I will say about college players, both basketball and football, or any sports in college, they're very passionate. They play so they can make it, and they put everything into the game. Once you get to the league, I don't know, man. You still put 110% until you sign that dotted line. You know, that money, most of the time, they start to fall off a little bit, man. So.
And then going back to our content creator, man, I was curious because, like I said, man, I'm so really grateful that you even accepted the opportunity to get on here, bro. Because my followers, bro, I just got on. It was like literally a few months ago, and I got a long way to go, bro. But you and Smack and all of y'all with the 50K, I'm just like, certainly, if I ain't got a here to go,
Hey,
you
Rufi,
know.
got a voice combo smack. I seen him there and I was like, man, so good. No technical difficulties, guy. I guess. Well, man,
For
come on,
real,
smack.
man. Suddenly, I'm sorry about that because me and him were so. I seen your remember your TikTok. You showed him, right? And I told you I'm in Kentucky. Oh, I caught you. I might as well just shoot my shot. You know, just write
Exactly.
him. I agreed on making my alarm, and he says Saturday. I'm like, okay, that's cool. So no, Sunday. Like if I pay for my bill, if I make my alarm, well, he just got off of duty and he was tired, yada yada yada. And I he said, what about Monday? I'm like, well, shoot, let's do Monday. Oh yeah, look for a pick. I'm gonna call, right? And then like as I'm getting ready, you know, to get on, because he said 9 p.m. I looked at the email again and I said, totally, it's me and Coconut Usa today too, which is yesterday. So I started thinking, I was just like, should I hit up a Smack and just be like, tell the guy reschedule? Because I don't know him and I don't know you. But I figured Kakosa, more man, we just kind of like
Hey.
you don't really have to know each other, just get everybody honest.
But you know, man, the thing of what may Samoa. So, once we start talking, man, go relate up, man.
Got
So,
relayed, huh, man? It snatched
that's
your
the way.
vibe, huh? So when you got on, it was I was just like, oh, this is gonna be tight, bro. Kind of like, and then the technical difficulties started. I'm like, oh man, that kind of going my smack. And I was just waiting to hear your voice, you know, to get on, but.
Just I was going in and out, man. Just God say what, boom, man. Hey, but I'm here now, so you
I
got the
know.
hoops right here.
Yo, we because Oscar smack. So if I make I'm a smack, if I can tell you, when I come my Lord, he do golf, you know? And if I make my little smack tune, I will have a for sure color tune. Because he do so I'll leave that to you guys, you know, out of respect for the Oscar and be like, we won't bring
Yeah,
it up.
I'm not gonna say nothing about Smack's game.
Go
Because
y'all do it. Just
not
share it on your content, dudes, to talk
Smack,
about it.
Smack, the golf course, least Smack.
I'm starting to have an idea. Starting to have an idea.
Gamba, a beginner Gamba. It's only actually been about a year and a half since I picked up the club, so I'm not too good, Oos, but getting there, man. Like we got laid up, Gamba.
Okay, yeah, I just got my wife wanted to let you know that she's a huge fan of yours, Zeus.
Shout out to the wifey, man. Thank you.
I'm getting these texts. I'm like, we're talking. Like, somebody made a screen. She's like, tell them I'm a big fan. Like, gotcha, honey. Yeah, my wife's a big fan, bro. So she was very excited to hear you and Smack. You know, like all the. But man, bro, I asked Smack the same thing too, bro. So you know how in Yusila and Oskalia, the Polynesians out there, they seem to get together. They make movies, even content creator like the Oos Gang and all of them, right? You see all those boys. Put their stuff together, and then you'll see. So, in conclusion, what both me and Smack came up with. Well, I said like I feel like because God call that PC, like it's a different kind of PC. And then on top of that, a lot of job opportunities. We were pretty much blessed, if that makes any sense. So we don't have to be all like Dwayne Johnson or even in the movie industry. There's a lot of Samoans, American Samoans that are living out here in the US and living really good. Middle class, some are even rich, and not even don't have to be famous, right? What do you think's the issue? What do you think the situation is? So, like, how come we're not able to do what the Samoans in Yushila and Oskalia? Because I admire them, hats off to them. They represent us very well. You know what I'm saying? But I at the same time, I do want to see, and I'm just curious, you know, like why, how come our polys ain't out
Here in the
here?
States, right? And I follow Usgang. I even follow some of the other Usos from New Zealand and Australia that do the content like that. And they do it well with the other non-Polynesians too, you know? You know, you notice that. And see, Skamakonga, I don't know if you follow him
I like
too.
him too. With the kids, with his yes.
Right. Oh no, that's Havea 676. But like all those Polynesians, man, Samoans, and
Tongans,
I
Fijian,
think,
all of them.
right. But speaking about us Samoans there in New Zealand, Australia, and you're right, they represent us well because here in the States it's so vast, right?
Yeah,
If
bass is a
we're
good
all
one.
right, we're all scattered everywhere
That's a
from the
big
West
country.
Coast to the East Coast, exactly. So
It's a real big country.
it is, and New Zealand, it's as big as it is, it's still pretty close knit together. So a lot of those Samoans that grew up together over there probably grew up in great relationships, and they decided, you know what, let's try doing this content thing. We can all bring each other in together out here. And like I said, as vast as it is, it's a lot of solo stuff. But I've seen a lot of Usos back in the Bay that do stuff like this. This is way before TikTok, but they go along the route of rap music and stuff like that, record their videos. And but it's not the same as like what Usgang is doing, you know? And that's something I think we as Samoans here, it'd be nice to get together and just do our own thing, you know? So that's what I feel about it. And a lot of content creators here that are Samoans, they go at it by themselves and they do very well, you know? And a lot of them need a little help. And like myself, I think for me, it's my Afakasi side. It's me being Samoan that don't look Samoan, growing up in Samoa and living here. People see that's helped propel me as far as TikTok is concerned. But it'll be really nice to have that group, the support group with the Usos, that we can all come in together and do stuff like that. I think that would be amazing. So
I think so too. I think because you see the Asian community, they're coming out with their Netflix. I mean, you see it all. Airbender, it's all the cast. I'm talking about just movie wise. Then you see,
right.
obviously the blacks has always been there. They do their thing. They're there. To me, I feel like blacks and whites in America are the same. You know what I'm saying? Even though to them, they look different, but from an outsider, I feel like they're
Right.
superior when it comes to entertainment. And then you got
I
us, you
agree.
know, Mexicans. The Latin community,
Yeah.
they're doing their thing too. They're coming up and they're supporting each other, right? I feel that
Right.
Polynesians too, as a whole, like you said, not just Samoans, but us Tongans, Fijians and the Micronesians, separate all that crap, just all of us together, islanders,
Right,
right?
right.
We got a story to tell, bro. Like even just the
We and
movie,
right.
comedies, like all drama,
Right. You
horror,
know,
like.
right. And I agree with you. And I think to get to that level, like right now I'm starting to see it. In American Samoa, you start to see like small productions come up with movies, music videos, and you notice that with the music videos. And now kind of like how you have the Korean dramas, the Chinese dramas, they do their thing like that. We start to see that with Samoans, and it's been happening for a while. It's just not to the point where it's blown up, you know. And I think we just got to come together as a community. A lot of us got to come together, even if it's a small group, and build from there. Hey, what assets can we put together to start something for the Samoan people? And if you're Tongan, for the Tongan people. But speaking to my people as Samoan, I think that's something we can come together and have ideas shared, and then build from there to see where we can take this to, you know? Kind of like what Usgang is doing, Havea 676 with his kids. But I want to start small and then blow it up even bigger. So I think we could do
Hey, there's a few of y'all that can get together right now and get it done,
Right,
bro.
right,
You know what I'm saying?
right.
Like in America, I'm talking about in America alone. Like
Right.
y'all just need to get together.
Right. And like I said, man, it's just got to make it happen, even if it's once a year, you know? Because you know, people are busy with their lives. They have jobs, they got families, and we live all over the place here in the States, you know. We're not just in one area. But I think we start there, start small and build from there. So, and I think we it's a possibility to do it.
Because that's why I enjoy my podcast, because it's just about trying to, not trying to, but admiring folks like you, content creators, small business owners, and entrepreneurs that are
Right.
not in the famous status, but like starting. You get what I'm saying? I admire
Right.
that because I see the hustle and I'm like, man, this is really cool. And just to have a conversation, because like, okay, I see you're promoting your content, but I want to know you in a personal level. What got you to where, what made you do what you're doing
Right.
right now, if that makes sense?
Right, exactly. So, hey, it's one of those things where you find what you're good at. And you run with it, you know. Something that started out small, insignificant. Next thing you know, you're touching so many lives, and people are like, they're like not they're respecting you with what you do, and a lot of people are following you and seeing something that you're doing that can make their day a little bit brighter. So, and that's basically the reason why I do what I do as far as my content on all platforms. I want to put a smile on your face. Okay, so I don't look Samoan. But I'm Samoan to the core, you know, born and raised. So, and if I can make you laugh, hey, it makes it all worth it. So,
That's what's up. And you're doing that, Uso. You definitely doing that. That's why I want to give you the flowers, Uso, that you
appreciate
deserve.
that.
You know what I'm saying? Is this your first podcast platform that you came
Hey,
on?
this is my first time getting on
Dad,
here,
I'm gonna drop a file. Uso. Have you been in the military service? That's what I wanted to ask you, because you're not.
Right. I served in 2002 to 2006 in the U.S. Navy. So
Man, thank you
I
for your
did a
service,
small
Uso.
stint. Appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I figured, bro, because I mean, like, who the hell lives in Tennessee,
Right.
Uso?
You know,
Unless it's
let's
military, the
now
guy, or
about
the oil, or the oil rig. At least I know. That's all I know.
oil. Right. About that move here to Tennessee. You know, we lived in the Bay all my life, and not all my life since I moved from Samoa, but me and my wife stayed out there, and we decided my parents moved out here because my sister, like you said, military, right? They were living out here. My brother-in-law was his sister was military, so they moved out here. So my parents were like, you know what, let's go to Tennessee. I'm like, why y'all want to go to Tennessee? We're gonna stay right here. It's nice living in the Bay Area. So they left in 2010. And then, long story short, as the years went by, my dad got sick, and
Oh,
he
man.
actually passed away. So my mom decided to stay out here. My brother came out here to stay with my parents before he passed away,
I'm sorry to hear
and we
that,
came
man.
up. I appreciate that. We came out here to visit, check out the area. So you know, it's country, man. At that time, like a lot of you've seen the lights out here. You know, you live in Kentucky, right? A lot of hot lights out here on strings or whatnot. I'm sure they're not strings, but so we came out, checked it out, and the cost of living is very, very low. So, you know what? Let's go back. After the funeral, we went back to Cali, went right back to work, that thought nothing of it. So after a couple of years, we were like, you know what? I asked my wife, what do you think about moving to Tennessee? Who knows? Maybe we might be our blessing now. I don't know. So we decided to a few months after that, pack our bags and just drive down here to Tennessee. So, and we moved out here, and it's the best decision we ever made. So, and that was about what, 2016?
See, I for some reason when I first was following you, when you was noticed on my algorithm, I thought you was in Seattle, Tacoma area.
Gee, man, that'd be nice.
No, for real. Like
Right.
that's what I thought. It
Right.
was, but that's a good thing you're saying that, who's that the best decision you made moving out here to the South? Or is it the Midwest? Tennessee, the Midwest or the South? It's the South, right?
They say it's a lot of Southerners, or however you say it, say it's not really part of the South where I'm at, even though we consider it, but it's more like Midwest.
Oh,
So
so
I really don't know.
you just like me out here in Louisville. You know what I mean? They're always
Not.
like, we like in the mid. I'm like, bro, you either the South or the Midwest, man. Anyway, it's good to
Right.
be from the South, baby. You know why? Because we the South Pacific, oos. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it's funny you said that. I tell people at work, Hey man, I'm from further south than you, man. So what are you talking about? I'm from the South Pacific. And they'd be like, they look at me all crazy.
My cousin used to say that, hey, Oos, you know that ATL stole the dirty South from us. I thought, why you say that, Oos? Because we the real South, baby, South Pacific. I'm like, ooh, I like that,
Somebody put that on a t-shirt, right? We the real South.
bro. Charlie, that sounds like a good one, but you know what? We'll go half on
Right,
that, Oos.
right. Right. We'll come up with a nice design.
There
And
you
we'll split it down
go.
the middle, man. So
It's good that you
that'd be
said
cool.
that. I'm trying to push my family to move out here because they're all in California, San Francisco area, Reno
Right.
area, Seattle area, you know what I'm saying? And I'm trying to push them to come out here on the South and the Midwest because it's a lot affordable. And I just only can imagine, man, if we have a lot of Samoans out here, we can actually probably do what we were talking about earlier, is even having
Right.
like a Tyler Perry, our own Samoan kind of studio. We can afford to do it
Right.
out here, to be
Your
honest with
own
you.
production and stuff.
We
Yep.
can
I
really
agree
afford to
with you,
do it
man.
out here, bro, because I've been trying to tell my family, like, today, pa, yeah, can I go finger ringer, man? Go get it like,
Ay,
what?
eso.
Not all the welfare, complain, complain, complain.
Okay, lo. Sa le lo galang ali us ka
Yeah,
polira
yeah.
finger lo ngai kamo. Ko a maka ge o los falele o quick. Like
So,
shoot. They just come in revolving door like man, you can't even like last a
they
couple months.
don't
Pa
understand
ye over pa ye man.
the like a privilege over privilege, get like, oh man,
No.
like I'm just
Nga
like
lai lo
dude.
la lai lo la ko a quicking ge. Sa vale ko la wala mo single we. La
Huh?
polisi ku mo single we. So ke le la ko ye sa privilege la ko ye bo ka ko me me sa bo ale fe ngon star ki se fa ka ko me ai ma ke ki so le le man you find a job paying 15 18 bucks an hour like so
Bro,
ke le ku pe mo
I'm
ko
rich,
fa se ki right
bitch.
sorry sorry mom le ko lo ko sa bo
You know what I'm saying? Surely, yeah, the story I'm talking about. You know, it sounded like somewhere. It do affair. Fact for your own fault, whatever. So I'm
Yeah.
going to Frisco because, you know, I'm trying to get out of Samoa and stuff, but my parents wouldn't let me go.
Say,
Over
right.
the
Yeah.
But it's just like you said, right? Or you saying the cool running? Oh, come on, because I can't flew into Frisco. So like, I never forgot. Like, what is it? The Cortez, and then
Oh,
the
okay.
Kiki shorts. What if you
Oh,
come up gangster?
man. Wow,
I mean,
gangsta.
the giving out any minister society, I will cover you. You know, giving out
Wow.
your there were Monko giving out in the late 90s, Tupac, like, oh my God.
Right.
Well, I come a Snoop Dogg, you know, so it was the West Coast vibe, really.
Best
Yeah.
decade of the
That's
90s.
the
Wow.
same thing.
Say for yeah.
It's like you said, it was long story short, bro. It's how come on America. It come up here, I want to work. Man, my first paycheck, bro. And it just started working, bro. It started working
That's how it is.
because I felt like I was rich. I was like, oh, mom, dad, they have to come meet Kelly. But I wish I did.
Right. Hey, you know, that's all the experience. You go through that's different stage. You were younger back then. Makuokwa, then you have that regret, like, oh man, I should have went. But you know, you learn from that, but you can't look back. You just gotta go forward, man.
Got
So
to get forward.
it
Then
is what it is, Oost.
you gotta start a
There you
podcast.
go. Why, Oost?
It
When I
was
first saw your message, I was like, man, why, Oost? Man, okay, I gotta check it out. So I went on YouTube, looked you up at why, Oost, and I seen you on there. With a couple of episodes, and I was like, okay, you know, and believe it or not, before you sent me that message, I was thinking about what would it be like to start a podcast. You know, me and some Usos get on there, even if we're not in the same area, we can all connect, you know what I mean? And just talk about anything, upbringing in Samoa, where you're at, food. It's all different content, you know?
Getting the
So,
vibe
and I
going,
seen
bro.
that. Exactly. So, and I seen that. I was like, man, I like this, man. This Usu right here got something going on, man. So,
Hey,
shout out
bro.
to you, Usu.
It might be God sent. I mean, you from Kafunga High. I'm from Kafunga High. We in the 90s, baby. To me, that you
Right.
can't. So me and my brothers, for first of all, shout out to WeFobz,
Okay.
WeFobz. Now you so on my kaboom. That's that got put me on the podcast.
Okay.
They're on my thing. I gotta keep tagging them because they really put me on the game on the podcast and stuff. And they're doing some, there's some more. Some more.
Yeah.
And the cool thing, they're doing pushing the NFT and what is
Okay.
it? Say all that
The
kind of
different
shit.
cryptos.
Nah,
Okay.
but it's good to
Oh,
have
so.
friends like that. Keep them close for you. Like you'll hit some
Right,
trouble.
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
NFT nga nga le es full million amen fa ka
Nah,
like when I think your
Kong
flow up flow
there
so
you
no
go.
so
Shout out to
nah
Guy So Smooth and Chief Lot, man.
nah
No, bro, for real though, man. You more than welcome to hop on the pod with me, bro. And we can spit game and just have fun with it until whenever you're ready to the
Do your own
coconut,
thing, yeah.
do the old coconut, bro. It's all good.
Welcome to the Coconut Roots
There you
Podcast.
go. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
Yeah, man.
nah,
I'm more than happy to have you on, bro. Cause so I do there's a few Usos that I work with. Jay Bid, shout out to Jay Bid. He does like the what is it, stock shares and stuff like that. That's what his field
okay.
is at. And then
I think I've seen
Pastor.
him. Right.
Yeah, so he has the avatar. There's a reason why he's on the avatar, because he has to protect his image. But yeah, he just strictly on just the investment. So he teaches that. So he'll come on probably once a month or once every other Bavamore. So it's out, you
Right,
know,
right.
Thailand, man. He's really doing it. Like I seen
Oh,
him.
man.
I really seen him doing it, bro. Like he's
Classic
really
key, huh, man?
telling it. Coconuts, if you're listening, and that's probably one of my hottest takes. Is with me and Jay Bid,
Right.
because a lot of, and I like that, because I see a lot of Polynesians, they're educated enough, they're
Right.
willing to want to invest, right? Then I have
Right.
Pastor Ray Sasa. You know, he's a senior pastor out there at the Seventh Day Adventist Church out there in San Diego, and
Right.
yeah, so he comes on the platform, share the good word, and then we just kind of like what we're doing, just shooting the
Just
breeze.
right.
But
Talk
then
about your
also,
past upbringing or not.
yeah, but then also, he's also a realist. I mean, he flips homes. You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
So
nice.
trying to help out the community. You know, so
Right.
that's really my passion, bro. It's just bringing out Usos like you and sisters that entrepreneurs, small business owners,
Right.
just to help our kids, bro. We're at the age to
Right,
where we
right.
want. I want my kid, because the youngest I have is in middle school. And then my
Okay.
high school kid, and I want my high school kids to meet all these different adults, especially Samoan role models, Polynesian role models. See that, hey, there's
Right.
more to life. There's more to life than just
Right.
the regulars. That's where that's
Exactly.
at,
Yeah,
bro.
I agree with you. And when you get to a certain level in your life, you gotta, the main focus now is making something good work for you. All the haters just don't even listen to that noise, and that's what I think being an example to the younger generation will help them when they look up to you that way. So,
I can easily go the drama route, do all that negative, but I'm too old for that. I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna stay in the light. If it comes, it comes, man.
thing is, man, keep doing what you're doing, Uso. And we just need to maybe get together and with other Polys, other Samoans, and see what can happen, what we can take this to, I appreciate you having me on the podcast, man. It was a good opportunity, good experience, man, and only can go forward from here, man. I appreciate that, Oos.
Nah, you good, brother. Yeah. And then also Smack was talking about Ali Smack. He said we gotta go live. So we might just go live with Smack on TikTok. See, I don't
Hey,
even know.
well,
I never even know it was live. He said, have you tried live? I never tried
so
live.
I've tried live a few times. So going back on that TikTok thing, so a lot of opportunities, challenges, or whatnot, like we talked about. So the live is another way of a content creator to bring in whatever
Yeah, I
diamonds
see.
or let's
I
say
understand that
revenue.
part. Yep.
So yeah, we're battles. So and a lot of these Samoans, they do that. only for that reason. Also, just to be out there, let their persona be seen and other people see who they are so they can probably join the live and talk to them. So it's almost like a podcast. And I've seen JS Entertainment from New Zealand.
I've seen them, yeah.
So, but yeah, live is a good tool, man. But maybe we can do that. Get on live, all of us, and just shoot the breeze, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know what that is. I mean, I see it. It's up to
once you get its own. Once you blow up on your followers, man.
You guys doing that, Oos? Like,
nah, it's coming, Oos. It's coming.
Yeah, but that's all I got, Oos, man. Again, Coconut Oos. Thank you so much for coming in, bro. Ladies and gentlemen, man, I hope you like this content. If you like what you heard, leave a comment, man. Shout out to Coconut Oos. But a shade from my little show. You know what I'm saying? Polly Rise.
Yep. Shout out to the Usos, man.
Yep. And we ain't got no sponsors. So if you're a big money maker, you out there looking for somebody to sponsor, tune in or just call us up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. There you go. Reach out.
Reach out, man. We ready to quit our 9 to 5, baby. I'm ready to go Joe Rosenstein, man.
I'm quitting right now. So, nah, I'm just playing.
We got great ideas, man. There's so many movies out there that we can make Hollywood.
Hey, I got many more ideas. I got a lot of stuff I haven't spoken on. So as far as my upbringing and different experiences in life and whatnot, but hey, hope we can do it again and we can share a little bit of that knowledge.
Yeah, we got it, bro. Hey, man, you always gonna be a part of my Oos, brother.
Hey, thank you, Oos. Y'all, man.
Yeah.
Have a good one, Uso. Yeah, we're so far. Yeah, we are far. So we do the thing. I'm a product of black, listening to Biggie flows. Got me lighting up the competition. I got the most silly hoe. Tricks up for kids, you ain't playing me. I'm from the biggest little city, ain't no stopping me. My game, my bunga, my nigga, we chasing dreams and stacking figures. I'm trying to get a soul about the hood. Yeah, that I made, and yeah, that I did. You feel what I feel? Big ups to all of my soldiers who always kept it real. I've been trying to holler at shorty since I many days. Got me feeling for your body up in so many ways. I wanna do what them lovers do. And if you feeling me, baby, stop my